The new animal disease traceability rule went into effect on March the 11th, and Florida State veterinarian Dr. Tom Holt explains what that means for livestock producers in Florida.
Well, the federal rule applies to movement of adult cattle across state lines, and now states are really working toward trying to identify cattle so that we can trace them in a disease event within the state. And so it'll be important that we be able to do that, be able to identify any potentially diseased or exposed animals, and we are coming out this week with a proposed rule that would mirror somewhat the federal rule, and basically requiring identification with some exceptions, not to slaughter. You can move cattle to a tagging station where people would tag cattle, but would allow for identification of adult cattle here in Florida so that we can also be able to trace within the state.
Dr. Holt said more information about the state rule is available on their website.
And we're certainly going to be putting it out as much as we can through the Cattlemen's Association and other groups. We plan to have a number of meetings and workshops. This rule would not take effect, the state rule would not take effect until maybe next January. So we have quite a lengthy period of time, and the rule could be changed based on the comments. If there was enough negative comment, we might not have the rule, but we feel like it's very important to get people's comments and try to get people on board with doing this.
For more specific details about both state and national regulations, go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.